Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And today I'm joined with Marion as a co-host. Hey, Marion.
Hello, Jess.
Marion came totally prepared for today, didn't you, Marion?
No, I don't came prepared. Actually, I was thinking we're going to Tyro and to the peak fed. But instead, we ended up
at the Maryborough. Oh, sorry, the Fraser Pop Culture Festival at Maryborough State High School. So we won't delay. We've been out there, had a wonderful, wonderful time and got some pickies and some little interviews. So we'll just air those with you. And if you've not got anything on this weekend, head out to Maryborough. Well, here we are with Mr. Whippy. That sounds really weird, doesn't it?
Strange but true.
So we've got Rob.
Robbie.
Yep. And this is a retro with Mr. Whippy van, but it's a fully functioning business, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And you tell me you're from Maryborough?
Maryborough Harvey Bay, yeah.
So we're lucky enough to be able to see a Mr. Whippy van at different events around our local area.
Yeah, this particular van, it's one of the last of its type in the world.
Yes.
It's 1963. It was built in England and exported out here when it was brand new. And it's one of the last of its kind in the world.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, hence that little rumbling sound. We can hear Mr. Whippy doing his business.
Yeah.
Whipping up some ice cream. So freshly made.
Freshly made. Like I made the ice cream about 10 minutes ago.
Fantastic.
And it's real ice cream.
Yeah, old fashioned ice cream.
Yeah.
But so what's your Mr. Whippy trademark ice cream?
Well, the most famous one would be the chocolate dip cone. And
okay.
Yeah, not many people know, but my dad was actually the first Mr. Whippy to ever do chocolate dip.
Oh,
and now
really?
Look how famous it is, like all over Australia. It's an Australian thing.
That's amazing.
The chocolate dip, it's not something that you really find so much in the United States or the United Kingdom. It's a real Aussie thing.
You've given me the scoop for the day.
Right.
Mr. Whippy, Fraser Coast, invented the chocolate dip.
My dad did, yeah.
With the same business.
Yeah, same business, same family.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
That's my slogan for the podcast, I think.
Cool.
Where can we find you if I've got an event and I want to book you?
Well, on Facebook, that's where people are finding us and that's working very well for us.
Okay.
Mr. Whippy, Fraser Coast,
yep.
On Facey.
Yeah, fantastic.
Working really well for
us. Thanks, Robbie. So nice to chat with you.
Thanks for your support, Justin.
Oh, Captain America's here. Got it. Okay. I don't need to live another day. I've met Captain America. I'm here at Maryborough State High School's Pop Festival, Pop Culture Festival. You've made my life worth living.
Fantastic.
I'm so happy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Are you enjoying the morning?
This is wonderful. So you're on air with Everything Fraser Coast.
Awesome.
So you'll find us on the web, you'll find us on Facebook, YouTube channel, everything.
Every social media.
So I'm talking to the Captain America.
I wish. I'm Captain of Oz.
I was just going to say, where's the American accent?
I know. Sorry. But a little bit Australian. But spent a bit too much time with Thor.
Oh, but you know, like, I went blind early this year.
Okay.
But you're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
You know, because I judged a guy on his shoulders.
Right,
so
yeah. Well,
you've got nice shoulders.
He works out.
Yeah. So you must be the Black Widow.
Yes, I am.
I love the Avengers. I'm so excited. I really am.
Yeah.
And you must work out as well.
Oh, yes. I love going to the gym. And I do mixed martial arts as well. BJJ, MMA.
Yeah. And who have I got here?
You got someone that's very classified.
I don't know your character.
Not Nick Fury, but Rick Fury.
Nick Fury.
Yeah, but it's Rick.
Shield.
It's Rick Fury.
Rick Fury.
Yeah.
And so where have
Mine's special twist.
Where have you travelled from?
Well, from Childers. This is Rick Fury's part of his suit, the big Shield Humvee.
Oh, actually, that's a bit scary.
What's
he?
He's from a game, Space Marine, yeah.
He's so big and he just scared me.
Yeah.
So, any chance you could pick me up and take me on a date with your Hummer?
I'll have to check in with my lovely partner first.
What do you didn't know any of the Avengers were actually hooked up.
I'll keep that secret. Okay.
Thanks so much for coming to Maribara.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. Find ourselves in the store of requirement, and I'm joined with store manager Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hello. How are you going?
I'm wonderful. I just got picked up by Captain America.
Lucky you.
I know.
Is he as strong as I say he is?
He picked me up like I was light as a feather.
Well, there you go.
So now I've walked into what we like to consider this to be like the Hogwarts.
It's the most magical place here in Maribara at the moment.
At the moment.
We'll be heading back for this weekend
yeah, anyway.
That's right. Absolutely, yes.
Well, it's magical also because you're here.
Absolutely, yes.
So the Store of Requirement, that is such an intriguing business name.
It's a little bit of play on words. So in the Harry Potter books, they've got what they call the Room of Requirement. But we're a shop, so we sell stuff that's Harry Potter related.
And that's it.
Pretty much.
That is the store. So do you have a physical store in Brisbane?
We do. We have one in Sanford Village, and we've got a second store in Melbourne.
Wow. And an online store?
As well, yes.
Fantastic. Who would have thought that I knew Harry Potter was big, but to think there was a business just supplying Harry Potter. So tell me, what's a must-have for someone as a gift to give someone who absolutely loves Harry Potter, the series?
A wand is a must. Every good witch or wizard has to have a wand. They can't do magic without it.
Okay.
We've got some for $20 here today.
$20. And what about the, what do you call it, the cloak?
The cloak. We don't have any at the moment. But we do have costumes and t-shirts as well.
Okay, we'll have to have a look.
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
So thank you, Kim.
My pleasure.
We'll check out your website. We'll put a link on this post.
Excellent. Just so we know too, we've got our second and first birthday parties for each store coming up at the end of the month.
Right, okay. So it could be a sale.
Big, big things happening.
Okay. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Today really is becoming something out of my fantasies, and I always do like a man or a thing in a uniform, and now I'm with a space marine from Warhammer. How are you going there, space marine?
Pretty good.
And I hear that you've had to make your own uniform.
Yeah, the costume took about 3 months to make, and it's about 7 foot 6 total on my 15-inch strip, and I've now made another one which is about 10 foot 12 on my 30-inch.
Yeah, and this is a labour of love, right? It's not a business?
Oh, no, it's not a business.
Yeah.
It's purely just a labour of hate.
Do I dare to ask, where did this start? Where did this interest start?
Well, I used to go to the conventions just like anybody else. You pay your $40 or whatever to get in, and then you wander around for 2 hours and you go home. It's a big waste of $40. So I said to my lovely wife, I said, you know what, next year I'm going in costume. And that was just over a year ago.
Yeah, actually, I've got to do a bit of a shout out to all the wives, because I am getting everyone to put their arms around me. I have to say, Captain America.
Well, she's standing right over there in costume.
What's her costume?
She's a Sister of Battle, which is the female version of these guys.
Okay, so I did ask you if you'd pick me up, but I don't think it's even possible because...
Not really, no.
Maybe the next design you could think about, how could I pick up all these strange women? Actually, I'm not strange, I'm just quirky.
Quirky is what it's all about.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm with the Sister of Battle, and I've got to say I'm extremely impressed with your costume too, Rebecca.
You see my other one?
Thank you.
Yeah. It's just inside.
So did you make your costume?
No, unfortunately I don't have the talent for this, so my lovely husband made it for me.
Yeah, really sorry, a bit of a disclaimer there that I do ask everybody to pick me up. And but you look pretty strong. Would you like to? Your husband couldn't. Well, maybe you can. Can you pick me up? Captain America did.
Yes,
not
what she's wearing, he's right? The nicest taller. Unfortunately, I can't even bend down at all in this costume.
Okay, which leads me on to the last question. Now, it is a PG podcast, Everything Fraser Coast. But now that you're married and you do dress-ups, you know where I'm going with this. Does this take on a whole new chapter of your marriage?
Given our type of our costumes, it's not really possible. So not really, no.
There's another industry for you, possibly. Thanks so much. It's a wonderful day, isn't it?
It is, thank you.
So now we've come to the good part. Well, another good part. We're at the donut stand. This is Daryl's Donuts, locally made donuts. And I'm with Daryl. How are you going, Daryl?
I'm good, thanks. So
that tell me, Daryl, your Daryl, your donuts, Daryl's Donuts, have a difference. Can you please tell me what the difference is?
Yeah, so all of our donuts are gluten-free, nut-free, vegan, so dairy-free as well, and egg-free. And all of our sugars, we have a variety of flavours, not just the cinnamon sugar, we have some fruit flavours as well. So yeah, a bit of variety, and covering the people with allergies.
Okay, so usually things like this, products like this, start with someone who's got an allergy or a purpose to find a solution to a problem. So, does that resonate with you?
It sure does. I'm celiac myself.
Oh,
so,
celiac,
yeah. Very, very gluten-free.
Yes. Oh, I've known celiac. I know other people who have celiac disease. So, that's a great reason. So, could I dare try one of you? I'll buy a donut off you. I'd like to have something that's going to sort of satisfy a bit of a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Which one would you recommend? I'll eat anything.
Yeah, for the sweet tooth, probably the raspberry.
Okay. Yeah. Could I buy a raspberry one off you? And can you? I didn't plan this, and I'll give it a taste.
No worries.
I'm live on air. You got one handy?
Yep.
We've got about. What have you got? About 8 different flavours.
Yeah, today we do.
Yeah, and do you just sell through your Facebook group, or have you got a website?
No, just through the Facebook group. So we just appear at all the different markets and events around Tasty. The local area.
Oh, so it's always baked fresh?
Yes.
When did you bake these ones?
This one that you're having now, about 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
On site? Oh, wow. Okay, I can't see you. You've got a little bake. Okay. Okay. I'm going to have a was this like a jam-filled donut?
No, no. Just like a cinnamon donut, but a different flavoured sugar.
Oh my gosh, that's so delicious. I'm not pretending. That is just a mouthful of deliciousness. Thank you so much. I'm going to stop him now and enjoy the rest of my donut. Da 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 da